Hayden Cold.
Yeah, Steven, please.
Hold on one second.
Yeah.
He's still not at his desk.
Oh, he just called me. Eek. I guess.
Oh, hold on. Let me call his cell phone and see where he's at. Hold on.
Hey Steve, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Sorry for the phone tag. I just had a few quick questions about your business so I can finalize an approval for you here. The first question I had for you is, you're buying this equipment from, it looks like, just want to make sure I've got the correct vendor or supplier here. It is Bar Refrigeration, correct? Have you worked with them previously?
Yes, yeah, I bought quite a few pieces of equipment from them over the past 9 years.
Okay. And then I see from the notes that there's several pieces of equipment you're looking for, but this is the most immediate need. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is the main one I'm looking for right now. Refrigeration unit, yeah.
Okay. And I also see that in the past you worked with a company called Five Point Capital. Was that for an equipment loan or equipment lease?
No, I don't know why that shows all the time. I've never done anything with Five Point Capital, but I keep getting their name coming up all the time, and I don't understand why.
Usually there's a UCC, so somehow maybe it's just like a cross-reference. That's interesting.
I've never done anything with Five Point Capital.
Have you ever done an equipment loan or lease before?
Yes, I've done lots of them, but I've done them from DeLaghi Landon. I've done them through, that name starts with M. Big equipment leasing company.
Marlin
Leasing. I've done several with them.
Okay.
I've done with Wells Fargo Bank. I've done with what used to be Wachovia Bank. I've done with BB&T Bank.
Okay.
But I've never done anything with Five Points Capital.
Interesting.
Great Bay Leasing. One time I had one piece of equipment from them.
Greater Bay?
Great Bay Leasing.
I haven't heard of them.
It was a new piece of equipment I bought through bought it from a dealer, and they got the leasing through them.
Okay, gotcha. So I've got the equipment list here. I'm just wanting to make sure we understand your needs. What we would offer is probably what's called an equipment finance agreement to an equipment lease. The difference is we can do either. The difference is the forced placement of sales tax. If we do an equipment lease, there's a forced placement of sales tax. Your vendor has to change the bill to and the ship to, bill to us, ship to you. Whereas if you do a finance agreement, there's no, you know, taxes are your responsibility, so you're not probably paying interest on those taxes. And also the vendor keeps the bill to and ship to as your invoice, which I think is a more appropriate fit here.
I've always done in the past. It's like a finance lease, and then at the end of the lease, it's like a dollar buyout or something.
It's a difference, actually. This will just be a straight finance agreement. So with the finance lease, we actually collect sales tax on a monthly basis, which you probably did with Marlin and other companies. With a finance agreement, we won't actually force place that sales tax, and the bill to and ship to is your company, so you'll actually own the equipment from day one instead of renting it from us, okay?
Okay, I see.
Which just keeps things, honestly, a lot cleaner. Do you have a goal payment in mind here or a goal term?
So that's kind of like if I bought a car and financed a car.
Yeah, the whole issue is the sales tax, so I can explain. If you do a dollar buyout lease, we buy the vendor, if we do a lease, which is fine, the vendor sells us the equipment on the invoice. So it's billed to Bank of Cardiff, shipped to your company. We then turn around essentially and lease the equipment to us, you, so you're renting it from us, and pay a dollar at the end. But because we're a leasing company registered in your state, if we do it as a lease, we have to force place the sales tax. So you're paying sales tax and interest and finance charges on that transaction. With the finance agreement, the bill to and ship to is your company. So it's billed to your company, shipped to your company, and we don't force place the sales tax. The sales tax is your responsibility, but you're not renting the equipment from us. We're secured against it, but it's actually your equipment from day one, since the bill to and ship to is your company, not us. Now, the question I'd have for you is, you said you've done a lot of leases. Do you have a goal payment in mind or a goal term you're trying to do this over?
Something like 3 to 5 years.
Okay, and just to conclude, does this equipment, this condensing unit, does this go into another walk-in cooler you already have, or?
It goes in, not a walk-in cooler, it's really a refrigerated room, a warehouse room.
Gotcha, okay, understood.
It goes inside a building.
Gotcha.
Not really, it's not a separate walk-in, it's a whole building. The whole building's insulated, and then, you know, forklifts and stuff dive around in it.
Gotcha. And from the notes that I have, and correct me if I'm wrong, it says that you need basically a backup because if, you know, one of yours goes down, you basically lose all the seafood you have. Is that correct?
Yeah, the room is full of probably $10 million worth of crab meat.
Gotcha.
And so we need to protect that. And in case the other refrigeration unit were to break down or whatever, there's no backup. There's nothing to keep the room cold. And that product is very critical. It has to remain at like 33 to 35 degrees, and if it goes over 40, it's ruined.
Okay. And then I had one other question for you. The quote that I have is for $15,000, but then there's a note for $21,500. Am I looking at the wrong invoice?
The quote is for the actual equipment.
Okay.
And then there's it's going to cost $1,500 for freight to get it here.
Okay.
From Wisconsin to Virginia.
Okay.
And then it's going to cost about $5,500 for $5,500 or $5,000 to install the units and hook them up and do all the electrical wiring and copper tubing and expansion valves and everything that goes into that.
All right.
So you're looking at about $22,000 total.
Okay. So just as an FYI, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to get a formal invoice from Barr, and here's the reason why. We've actually worked with Barr previously. I have them in our system already, but from other customers. The only thing is this. We finance soft costs, which means you're financing non-asset costs, but if we're financing $21,000 to $22,000 of that and $6,000 to $7,000 of that is soft costs, that's a pretty significant chunk of soft costs.
Yeah.
But I think we'd be okay with it. You know, we actually do like hoods, which almost are all soft costs because you'll never get it back. But I just want to make sure, you know, that's something we can cover. So if you could ask Barr for a formal quote, that'd be fantastic. But let me give you the numbers that we'd be looking at here.
They gave me a formal quote and an invoice for the units, but they're not doing the rest of it.
Who's doing the rest of it?
Part of it is going to be done in-house, and then part of it is going to be done from an outside contractor that we work with.
Do you want us...
Contractor, but they don't... It's a lot cheaper with them if they work on time and materials instead of a firm quote.
So let me ask you kind of the million-dollar question, because I can... And I think you'd probably be fine with either situation. You've got some good cash on hand. There's two things we could do here. It really depends down to your comfort zone. If you want us to just finance the equipment from Barr, we can send you documents by the end of business today. You can sign them, we can pay Barr, and you can pay those other vendors. If it's important for you to finance those installation costs, then we would actually explore. I don't know if we could pay a contractor or not. I definitely think we could finance the freight. So who does the freight? Is it Barr that invoices for the freight or a separate company?
They usually arrange the freight, but it's billed by a separate company.
Okay. I would...
Because they sell their product FOB Wisconsin.
What I would do, and I think here's what I would suggest is the most appropriate. I hope I'm not taking any liberties here. We're well aware that vendors don't actually have a truck where they put they're paying freight. Typically, when they actually do the freight for the customer and then pay that freight company, it's easier. But there's a few. There's like three basic options here. If you want us just to finance the $15,000, I can give you numbers on that. If we want to assume that they might finance, they might bill you for $16,500, $1,500 of freight, and $15,000 of equipment, I can give you numbers on that right now. If it's like, hey, I'm going to move forward with Bank of Product, but only if you can finance everything, then that's a kind of a different subject. Would you want us to finance just the $15,000, or is it very important for you to finance these additional soft costs through contractors?
I don't know. I guess it depends on the cost of the lending.
Okay. It's a really good deal regardless, but we have had some experiences, and I live in the real world, where a customer will come to us and say, if you don't finance all the soft costs, I just got to go somewhere else. I need it. So, but let me give you the numbers on $15,000, what you're looking for, and then we can take it from there, okay?
Okay.
So, and we're going to let you kind of set your terms and work backwards. So give me one second here. If we assume we're just going to finance the equipment and you pay the rest of cash, that's not a problem. Give me one second. Give me one second. So if you wanted to do 5 years, which is the maximum, you're going to put your first and last payment in a small documentation fee due at signing. Your fixed monthly payment is going to be $343.36. If you wanted to do, and I can give you a 48-month term, a 24-month term, but since you want to do 3 to 5 years, let me give you some other options.
At $343.36, what's the term and the interest?
So it's a pretty solid approval. The payback over 5 years, so if we use these same numbers, the payback over 5 years is $20,580. That means you're paying $5,580 over 5 years.
Okay, well, what's the term? Is it 60 months?
Oh, sorry, 5 years, 60 months. Correct. Absolutely, 60 months.
And that's at $343.36 over 60.
Correct. Yeah, you'd have 58 remaining payments.
What is the APR on that?
We don't have APRs on our documents. On none of our transactions do we have APRs. You have a fixed monthly payment. I can give you the rate factor without a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's the rate?
So if we looked at that, the multiplier is a 0.0228. You said you worked with Marlin. I would think our numbers are pretty similar there, pretty competitive. So if you took this to 5 years, that'd be your payback would be $20,580. Let me also give you numbers on, say, a shorter term, because based on your cash on hand, you might not want to finance this over 5 years, although it's completely your comfort zone. If you looked at 3 years, your payment's going to be $552 a month. This is assuming, you know, if you do or do not want us to finance the freight, which is, I think, an important question. So the payback on that is $19,906. So if you're kind of looking for the best deal, the real best deal here is a five-year term. And the simple reason is the difference in payback between 3 years to 5 years is very negligible, but you're borrowing the money for 40% longer. One other quick question. Do you ever pay off any of your transactions early, or do you like to have that avenue?
We do.
Okay. So I'm sure you're aware that most transactions, you know, are a fixed payment where there's really no guarantee you get by paying off early. It's actually a little different with us. So we actually give customers the right to pay off early. It's included in the documents. And should you want to pay off early, as long as your transaction's in good standing, you get a 4% discount per annum, and that's listed in your contract.
It's how much is it?
4% per year.
What is that 4% per year? I'm sorry.
So if you wanted to pay off early.
If we wanted to pay off early. Mm-hmm. That's a penalty?
No, it's a discount.
Okay. The discount off the end amount of the
20. Yeah, the remaining payments, correct.
Yeah,
so
you guys do it differently than I'm used to. Most people give me an interest rate and a term.
Well, you know, I'm actually, some of the companies you mentioned, I mean, if you did a lease and someone's giving you an APR on that lease, unless that is listed on your documents, which I've never personally seen, that's more of like a sales technique, and I don't want to go through that route because I know the contract that you'd be provided by our funding department does not have an APR listed. It has a fixed monthly payment.
Okay, well, see, in terms of, I can also borrow money, so I need to look at interest rates, you know. So I understand what you're saying, but I need to calculate that into an interest rate so that I can, you know, compare apples to apples.
Absolutely.
If I go borrow $20,000 from my bank, he's going to charge me so much percent interest.
Yeah, that's a loan that's different than our product. I mean, right. Our product, and just so you know, this is not a personal loan we're giving you. This is a business finance agreement, so this transaction only appears on your business credit report. But if you worked with Marlin and likewise companies, I would think that our numbers are very, very similar. I'd actually think our numbers are a little cheaper because we're not doing this as plus sales tax. We're just having a fixed monthly payment. I think our numbers are going to be very, very similar. And then, of course, there's a relationship. So as you're, you know, expand, you can come to us for additional funding needs. We have a lot of repeat customers here. But I know it just starts with one transaction.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. We'll have to see. I'll have to see what my bank can do, too.
Okay. Have you applied with your bank already?
What's that?
Have you applied with your bank already or no?
Yeah, I've talked to him, and I sent paperwork over here to him.
Okay.
You know, what they do.
I'm not really on the sales side, but I would just tell you so you don't waste. You feel like your time's being wasted. Your bank's going to probably beat our offer, and they're going to probably beat any leasing company, and here's the reason I'll tell you that. They already have your money. So a lot of customers do come to us and say, hey, I'm going to go to my bank and see what they can offer. And I assume they're going to beat us. I think what we offer customers is an outside relationship without holding their money in accounts. But your bank will most likely beat us based on your credit history and your amount of money you keep in their account. And I'm just giving you, you know, hopefully you appreciate my bluntness.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. I know. And they, you know, we have a mortgage with them also. And, you know, we do a lot of financing with them.
What do you finance with them?
We have a mortgage, and then we also have another loan that we did with them for some equipment and some capital improvements and stuff that we did last year.
Do you anticipate needing more equipment in the next 6 months?
Together, we probably owe them $3 million, you know? So we have a pretty big relationship with them.
Do you anticipate needing more equipment this year?
Yes, probably.
Okay, yeah. I mean,
we always do.
Okay, you know, we're fine getting competitive. I think this is a pretty competitive offer. And we can actually, the thing about our program is we're ready to fund you. So if the numbers worked, we can send you a contract. You can fax it back to us, and we can pay your vendor today. So it's a very simple, easy process. But, you know, what we offer is outside financing. We definitely are not offering the same product, like just a traditional signature loan that your bank will offer. It's a different type of product. But it's still a good product nonetheless.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
To give you an idea of approval limits, kind of what we would offer you for equipment, I think that's an important thing if you're potentially expanding. So if you have that pen handy, I would say give you an idea of the amount of equipment financing we'd offer you is something in the range of $150,000 to $250,000 of equipment, you know, over, say, the next year, if that's what you're kind of getting an idea of what kind of limits we can approve you for or your business for. And equipment, we do new, used, titled vehicles, pretty much any type of equipment under the sun.
Okay. All right. Very good.
So the next step is I would figure out, you know, do you want to finance these install costs, yes or no? And then if you want to give myself a call back, we're ready to move forward.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. I'll take a look at it. Okay, thanks.
You got it. Bye-bye.
All right.